Your show has been downloaded in 259 cities across 19 countries and in every continent except one.
We actually have resources, tools, technologies, different things that we can directly point subjects and patients to help them along in their journeys of getting a better quality of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. And today is a special episode because this is an anniversary edition of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. A year ago, yesterday, we launched our podcast channel with Rye Russell as my first guest. Since then, we have shot several podcasts and we are watching all the numbers climb and the impact we make every year. Today, I invited some special guests on, two of which our viewers and listeners have not met yet, but have heard about them in several of our podcasts, Mike Major and Stephen Adler, my partner in crime, and pretty much all of the companies I support. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me today.
Yay, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Christina.
Thank you very much.
So, let's start off by doing a little bit of a year in review. I think the first person that should start off is Tiffany Watkins, because she is not only the alleged Tiffany Watkins, Lady Incana, but she works across all of the companies that we support, which are all patient-facing companies, as you all know. So Tiff works with Spectral Analytics Precision Telemonitoring as one of our lead tech partners who works alongside me and Adler every day, and she still stays, and our tech friends that work with us, as well as the fact that Tiff also works on Affinity Patient Advocacy. She is one of the executive members and the proud secretary of the board. Tiff, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Christina couldn't be more correct when she says proud secretary of the APA or Affinity Patient Advocacy Board. It is the bane of the work that I have done, which is supporting patients through their journeys through many types of different therapies. So I am very proud to do this work. Affinity Patient Advocacy is growing leaps and bounds. There are new things coming forward every day, and the board is very helpful in us making the final decisions on how we help people. So I am very excited to always bring on new people, but to foster those who are already sitting with us as we develop new technologies and new ways of monitoring patients, which open up avenues for us to be able to support them better. We take people on from all journeys in their existence of strife. So if they're just getting diagnosis or they've been living with something for a while, or if it's terminal, we're there to support them every step of the way. So the entire organization is very helpful in bringing a multifaceted approach to this support. So I am very grateful to be a part of this work and champion it all over the place wherever I can.
And this year, APA was integral in helping the diabetic neuropathy study get its enrollment going and has been working on it exclusively since we started that study, which was last year. So I want to make sure we make mention of that, Tiff, because that was important. That was an undertaking. And that was one of the reasons why I had established APA in the manner that I did back in 15, was to truly support pharma and biotech and device companies the right way, by helping patients have a voice in their process with respect to clinical research.
Absolutely. And yes, that was an oversight of mine, because clinical research is integral to being able to really give a pointed approach to the support that we give, because that can come in many ways. But if we don't have the data to give us the information to be able to make a pointed effort at giving them what they need, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's right. And we have another big project that we're all going to be working on together. Fingers crossed. Everyone should stay tuned. We'll be sending out a press release through Mike Major, of course, announcing the synergies across Spectral Affinity Biopartners and Affinity Patient Advocacy. So with that, I'm going to pass the torch off to Stephen Adler, my partner in crime, my now industry dad, since mine passed away in 15. He's got big boots to fill. Hello. Take it away.
Okay. I'm talking really about Spectral Analytics and its related companies. I'm happy to report that our telemonitoring system is doing incredibly well in terms of connecting with both the Apple Watch and also the Fitbit, so we can actually track and monitor people's biometrics. We're also going to be integrating with the Whoop Watch. So our whole goal is to be able to have a cadre of devices that people can use to monitor their biometrics. We're also looking to use that. We've already been starting to use that on studies, and we're also planning to use on several large upcoming studies. We're also working with the PTSD clinic, so people who get treated for PTSD will be able to use the device to be able to monitor their biometrics and provide the data to their doctors. We've also, in terms of our products, we've also focused on our products on both sublingual powders, our transdermal patches, and then we're also happy to report we're coming out with our KT tape line of products. So really focused on management of pain, okay, both using cannabinoids and also gold nanoparticles with various products. So we really look at this as an entire way that we can help people in the nutraceutical environment, so it's not pharmaceutical. In addition, we also have initiative working with other people on their studies also related cancer, et cetera, to also use our telemonitoring, use our EDC, our ePro, et cetera, to be able to really get these studies going and be able to assist people with all their various ailments.
That's right. We have the new arthritis study that we're going to be working on that I've been working in the background, creating the actual study protocol with a new sponsor of ours that we'll be working with. The diabetic neuropathy study is utilizing our electronic data capture and our electronic patient reported outcomes. Not to mention that the Cannabot came out to play, which is our artificial intelligence bot that you'll see sitting on the Affinity BioPartners website. So this year has been amazing from last June to where we are today, right, Stephen? Like, we've expanded our team. We've got the best of the best. We have a lot of things going on and partnerships that are forthcoming that we soon will be announcing.
And then the other thing to tell you, we've also branched out in terms of pain management. We're actually going to be testing our product line with one of the leading NFL teams, hopefully two teams, to be active, because in terms of pain management, NFL players suffer the highest amount of, you know, pain. So we think that this is the perfect group to be able to focus on pain management and see just how well our products are working. Our early studies that happened earlier this year were incredibly well received, but we really believe by combining the powders with the KT tape, with our transdermal patches, we'll be able to be even more effective.
And then hooking up the biometrics data that no one is doing right now. So we really are transformational in the sense that we will watch your progress across the first time you slap a patch on or put your KT tape on or take something sublingually, all the way across your journey. So rather than being reactive, we are in a proactive stance, really, truly helping patients at an affordable price point. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephen Adler, for giving us an update. And I'm going to pass the baton off to Mike Major, who, for everybody that hears us talk about Mike Major, you know, he is the wizard behind the project. But there is essentially project management that he does every day, PR, public relations. So, Mike, why don't you start talking a little bit about what you've been working on and how you've been able to help amplify CD as a brand, but also across all the companies, because it's kind of a spoke and hub relationship.
Yeah, I love how you put that. And thank you so much for having me on, Christina. We really are an ecosystem of companies, and that's something that we refer to internally all the time. And one of the coolest parts of doing PR and media relations and helping amplify what we do is that we don't just advocate through Affinity Patient Advocacy, but we actually have resources, tools, technologies, different things that we can directly point subjects and patients to help them along in their journeys of getting a better quality of life. And so it's always so exciting and so much fun connecting Christina with different editors, reporters, journalists, podcast hosts, and hearing their reactions and their feedback after getting to talk to Christina, and not just learning about everything that she's been able to build from an entrepreneurial standpoint, but really all of the partnerships, all the collaborations. Stephen was talking about a lot of technology, a lot of organizations and folks that Spectral is helping out and serving. And so when you really look at this from a bird's eye view and the entire ecosystem that Christina's building here, along with Stephen, along with Tiffany, it's just, it brings so much joy and a lot of pleasure to people who are looking to cover developments in biotech and healthcare, nutraceuticals and patient advocacy, because they see that, to Christina's point earlier, there is an affordable way to go about this. And it doesn't necessarily have to involve big pharma from a 360 degree view. So I'll leave it at that, but thank you for the opportunity, Christina.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I feel bad for Mike because we're moving so fast at times, right? And sometimes I'll send him an email and I'll say, Mike, I need you to do a press release. We're releasing the .com magazine, the DARC.com magazine. Could you please do that? And he's like, what magazine? I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't even know you're working on it. So now we have an e-magazine, the DARC. And in there, we get to talk about all these different facets of what we do, whether it's AI technology, tech. Tiff was featured in a magazine talking about consultation and teamwork and how to be a true coach. Mike Major was in there talking about PR. Ry Russell was talking about his journey in the cannabis industry. And, you know, eventually we'll have Steve Adler, you know, write something about financial implications because, you know, he's the guy, he's the money guy. He's our chief financial officer. So with that, I'm now going to pass the torch over to Ry Russell, who was my first ever guest. And I was so nervous when I had him on the show. And I'll be honest with y'all, I remember talking to Adler about this when we decided that it was time for me to launch this podcast. And I'm like, I don't know if people are going to want to listen to me, Adler, about stuff that I want to talk to people about. They might get bored and not want to listen. I'm a nerdy clinical research lady, patient advocate, whatever. I don't know. But he and everyone else positively encouraged me to go forward on this journey and get this done, start the CD podcast, because I have a lot of things to say that can help people, from personal things to professional things to just everyday life. So I'm so thankful that I decided to do this because it's been a fun journey and we've been watching the metrics grow, and I don't want to steal Ry Russell's thunder. So I'm passing the baton to you.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations. It has been an incredible first year. I think this journey, the trials and tribulations that everyone on this call has been through and just kind of grinded it out. And so I think that's, you know, the most important thing. And then you look at the fact that all of these things have been happening across our lives and we still continue to do more and to produce more and to share more with the world. And you're right. Mike found out about your .com magazine, and then I found out the evening before the launch, and things do move fast here. And I think that's why this is just such an incredible team, because things can move fast and we can catch up and we can trust each other. And it's just really the best part of a productive organization. And I'm just proud to be a part of that team. And that team has also helped produce 34 episodes in the last 12 months of I Am Christina DiArcangelo. So right around 2.83 episodes a month. And I know we're working on closer to five this year. So growing very, very fast. Our top episodes were Jennifer, Monique, and myself. All great episodes. All the episodes are amazing. But what I found really interesting, Christina, is that 64% of our listeners come from iPhone. And so a lot of people listen on the go and while they're traveling. And iTunes, Spotify, and your personal branded website are the top places that people listen to this podcast. And what really got me excited was this next piece of information. Your show has been downloaded in 259 cities across 19 countries and in every continent except one. And so we need to shoot to change that next month, and we'll find some guests from that area to introduce Christina DiArcangelo.
Is it the Antarctic?
It's not. The polar bears are tuned in. Our top countries are the US, Germany, UK, Canada, and France are all really close right there. Those are the top countries. So it's just been an honor to see how this show has progressed, the community that's kind of really been adopting around it. And it's just part of what goes into production that is Christina D'Arcangelo. It's one component. Obviously, we work very closely with Mike Major and his team and making sure that marketing and advertising and PR and all of that is just in line, and it creates synergy within the brand. And there's a lot of production that goes on, not just for the show or the website or for the press releases or for the magazine, but there's a lot of production that goes on for events that are related to Christina. We had a Freedom Party last year, which was just an incredible event for this kind of family to all be together for the first time. We've got some amazing events coming up, and it just requires, you know, Matt Perry to make sure that we never have to worry about what's going on with the sound and the audio. We've got Byron, who's just got a great eye and vision. We captured some great videos of Christina, some great photos. And so it really is a full team. And then the whole team here, everybody here at Rise Above Media Side, they all play a very significant piece, and they all touch everything Christina does. And so following you and being a supporter of you is something that is more than a job. It's something that's an investment on our side. You know, we're invested in making sure that this person has the platform to speak the way that she needs to speak effectively to grow these companies and to make a bigger impact for our community. So we're all so proud of the work we do, and just thank you for allowing us to continue to do it.
Oh, thank you so much. And last year's party was amazing. We had, that was when I came out of the closet, so to speak, finally, and announced why I started the brand. It wasn't just to share what I've been doing from a professional standpoint, but was to talk about some of the personal struggles I had along my career path and along being a mother. So that was amazing. And that party was the first time we launched our CBD truffles with the immune boost formula that evidently people like so much, they stole on their way out the door, like hundreds of truffles. They were like Willy Wonka there, you know, just like little girl Violet. They were just taking all the truffles and they donated them to the Catholic Church. Who would have known?
I think it was actually a scheme that Matt Perry lined up. And I believe all of the truffles are in the back of his sedan.
I think so, because boy, every time we turned around, Matt Perry was shoving his face with some chocolate. God love him. And then he got stranded. Remember, he got stranded at the airport because he went the day before. And then Steven shows up the next day because he was with us the night before. Matt tried to get back to his little daughter, was stuck at the airport all night. And so Steven's like, hey, I thought you left yesterday. And then the band started again for another trip back to Maine. So this has been, wow, this has been an exciting journey, guys. And I am so thankful for all of you that supported me on this journey. And, you know, we have next the Freedom Retreat that's coming up in October that many of us are working on again, that'll be in Philadelphia, and it will become a national tour wherein we will actually go from city to city, east, west, west, east, back and forth. And we're going to share all of these tools and lessons that we've learned along the way to really show women empowerment, from women that are in their 20s to women that are up to their 80s. We're all going to come together and do something special and create magic. So I'm really excited about that coming up. And I'm sure that we'll shoot some podcasts relative to that. And once the footage comes out, we'll be able to share that with our viewers as well. So with that, I could talk forever to you guys. I love you all so much. I'm going to end today's podcast on a very positive note, and how Rye Russell pretty much came up with this in the very beginning. So I want to make sure he gets the credit for this. As I always say in every podcast, we are the same. I am Christina D'Arcangelo. Thank you for joining me.